Hello, Phil Hendry here. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Time for our pre-show here for the Tuesday. Oh, man. So I'm going to do Steve Ozell tonight, and we need some background for Steve. What would that be? What would the background be for Steve? That ain't it. That ain't it. Too much fucking bathtub shit. Too much bathtub shit. Don't need him in the fucking car. Is there just a regular...
Walking around.
Do we not have just a regular cell phone background? I think we do. That's not it. That ain't it. That's it, right there. Testing 1-2, 1-2. Shut the fuck up. Where's the... The fuck happened to the background, you know, the fucking squirrels background shit? Do we not have that anymore? Where's the fucking... That's it. So what we have here is that, that, then we need this. There we go. Testing 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. All right, so anyway, welcome to our fucking pre-show.
Well, you know, Mr. Hendry, I wanted to see it, and I'd heard about the rapture, and...
You wanted to... Testing. This button just keeps not... You wanted to see the rapture, right? You wanted to see it.
Yeah, I wanted to see it.
What did you want to see, Steve?
Well, I'd heard that people are taken up into, I don't know.
Were you afraid of it?
I was.
Okay, now what the fuck happened?
Testing, test. God damn.
The fuck is with this motherfucking piece of shit fucked up board?
Testing, 1-2.
And this goddamn slapback, I'm telling you. Oh, fuck. 1-2, 1-2.
And I would just tell you, Mr. Hendry, that... You know, I consider myself religious. Do I consider myself to be a Christian? But you have it in the back of your mind. And as I went through my work day today, and we had two jobs. I had a couple of tilt-ups over here in Barley, and I had another. We were laying a pool deck. And I just had it in the back of my mind, you know. Is this today?
What did you just say, Bozell?
Is today...
What did you just say?
Is today the day? I can't say it.
Are you trying to say, is today the day?
Yes, sir. That's it. Is today the day.
All right. So I think we've got the idea. And then...
This is Roy Hutchins.
Mr. Hutchins, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm very good. Thank you. Well, I'm good. Well, I'm fine. Well, I'm good. I'm good. I was wondering if...
Mr. Roy Hutchins with us.
Hey, Roy.
Hi, Steve. Sorry that you got angry. I was just having some fun.
Well, what you call fun can scare me.
This is the problem I've had with Steve as a neighbor is he gets extremely emotional.
No, I don't get emotional. I think it's a very bad taste for you to do the thing that you did.
Testing 1-2-3. Mr. Roy Hutchins joining us. Mr. Hutchins, you're the next-door neighbor, Mr. Bozell?
I am.
And what did you find?
The usual thing that I find with Mr. Bozell is that I have a, I don't know, I grew a zucchini about 10 years ago. I grew a zucchini about 10, 11 inches in length, and Mr. Bozell is the one that nicknamed that the John Wood, the Johnny the Wood. I called it John Wood, the Johnny Holmes. That was it, John Holmes. That was it, Johnny Holmes.
Why is this thing cutting out?
That's really pissing me off. That's it. The Johnny the Wad Holmes.
Yeah, it was called the Johnny the Wad Holmes zucchini.
Yeah, okay, and...
Oh, man. What a goddamn fucking world! Don't ever do a long-distance relationship. I've been in the radio business 50 motherfucking years, And in that time, I've had a lot of long-distance relationships. Why, Phil? Well, I'll tell you. You meet a girl, you love her, and you move. And she doesn't necessarily move with you because, you know, it's not like you're getting married or anything. You've got a relationship going with her. You're just finding things out about each other. So you move, and then she stays where she is. And you're flying back and forth like a fucking moron. Okay? That's a long-distance relationship in a nutshell. Let me get this fucking thing. Okay? That's a long-distance relationship in the fuck. What the fuck did you do, Henry? This goddamn phone cord you have locked around. Okay. So that's what happens, you know. In the 70s, when I met Gwen, she's in Orlando, I'm in Miami. It wasn't that bad, but I was on my way to L.A. That's what ended that. And then I met Turi. She's in fucking Portland. Then she's in fucking Chicago. Then she's in motherfucking Salt Lake, or what is it called? St. Paul fucking Minnesota. I'm on the fucking plane to all of those goddamn cities. The other thing is, I was always the one on the fucking plane. Because that's just the way I am. This is the kind of guy I am. I'm like, well, fuck it, I kind of take charge. I don't know, maybe that's a bad way of putting it. But I'm like, I don't want to sit around and fucking talk about it. Let's just do it. I guess I'm going to have to be the one to buy the fucking plane ticket. That's how I approach life. And I'm not saying that that's a way to approach, I'm not saying that's a good way to approach life at all. Not at all. Don't be the schmuck that volunteers, well, okay, I'll make the trip. No, don't do that. Then who else? I mean, it's just been fucking nonstop in my life. Now, I was married for 9 years to a woman who actually lived in the same city I was in. How about that? That had its own problems. And now I'm back to the old fucking thing. I'm back to the old thing, man. The long-distance relationship between goddamned Los Angeles and, could it be any more fucking further away, fucking Florida. And who do you think makes the majority of the motherfucking trips in the airplane? Me! You got it! She came out here when I fucked my arm up and I had surgery. Jackie came out here for a week to sort of nurse me. That's the first goddamn time she'd been in California in 2 fucking years. I better shut up. Because I don't want it to seem like I'm emoting, that's all. Just emoting. Thunder, my cat, I brought over from the house. She's here again tonight. Thunder, are we going outside tonight? You want to go outside? She's looking around for bugs. Looking for bugs, honey? Yeah? How you doing, baby? Yeah? What are we doing? I can't have the motherfucking door open, honey. While I'm doing my thing. I'll open the fucking door when I'm doing the post-production of this fucking thing. God damn it. All right. I think that's a good enough pre-show, isn't it? It's a good pre-show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know, man. You know. But that's me, and I, like I said, I make all the plane trips. I make all the plane. You know, maybe I'm hard to get along with. I don't fucking know. You know, but some things about Phil Henry that I don't keep anything a secret about me. People know everything about me. You know, I got to tell you something. To move back to Florida, unless it's an idyllic situation, would be fucking career suicide. I'm sorry, this is the way it's career fucking suicide. But what I'm doing right now, and the things that I've done, I might as well blow my fucking brains out of my head. Just give up the career, it's all over. So I'd have to go back to Florida for something pretty goddamn good. Because I'm going to sell my fucking house here and go back to Florida with a shit pot load of fucking money to buy another house. Which you can, you know, with all due respect to Florida, what you can buy in Florida with California fucking money and live like a motherfucking king. Thank you. You're welcome. You want to get to the show, Phil? I will. All right, this has been Phil Emotes.
Sounds like a big fat baby getting ready for his show.
Yeah, all right.
Is that what it is?
Yes.